possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We're about to see something this upcoming NFL season that we've never seen before. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray. Andrew Perloff's on vacation today. EJ Stewart is sitting in for Pearl. And, you know, EJ, we watched him in college. We watched him win the Heisman. And it's Travis Hunter who insists that he is going to have a pretty full workload playing both offense and defense for the Jacksonville Jaguars. We got the Shohei Ohtani of football. It's going to be very fun. Not even something that Deion Sanders, his mentor and maybe de facto like parent, you know, didn't really do. You know, Deion did not play a full schedule on offense when he was, you know, Hall of Fame cornerback in his NFL career. I've always been dubious of this.
Yeah.
And I've always been skeptical. For as much as I'd like to see it, it's going to be fun.
Sure.
But how can you possibly pull this off? And I know this is not you. This is Perloff, who's usually sitting in your chair saying, you play, you know, he's going to play fewer snaps even than college. You know, it's he's not going to have to tackle very much.
Yeah, cornerbacks don't get hurt is something I think we heard once.
Yes, I think Pearl did once say cornerbacks don't get hurt, which is hilarious.
It's funny because you root for Tre White. I was going to say that's pretty interesting.
I know. Tre'Davious White for the Buffalo Bills has gotten hurt a million different ways. But
Bills.
Here's the thing. It's not just skeptics like me who are coming out of the woodwork. And I'd like to point out Devontae Adams. We've all heard of him. Amazing wide receiver who's now with the Rams. He was on the Pivot podcast. And while he said he would love to watch Travis Hunter play on both sides of the ball, raking a haircut three, he said the workload compared to those who play just offense and special teams, he sees how crazy that is, let alone playing offense and defense.
I don't even think it's possible to do for real, not at a high level, and then go in there. It's hard enough to go cover a punt and then be on, you know, one side, you know, and I haven't done it. I'm not acting like I'm on kickoff or punt, but I see the dudes and I know, you know, you got your guys and you see the yardage of my yardage over the game versus somebody that starts on offense and then plays special teams as well. Like, that's just a lot of mileage.
Yeah, he's talking about the trackers that they wear so they can see literally how much they're running during a game. And he's saying the guys who are just on punt returns and then going out to play one side of the ball, how crazy that is. More from Devontae Adams, wondering if Travis Hunter decides to do this, how long is his career going to be?
And I don't know how long. I'm not even concerned so much if he can do it over the course of a game or a season. It's more like how long is his career going to be if he's playing that many snaps? Because you just, all you're doing is doubling your risk for injury, one. Right. And I don't wish any of that on him. I hope that he can play an injury-free season and go ball out. But, I mean, this is the reality. The more you're on the field, it's already 100% injury guarantee.
Yeah.
You know, once you get out there playing both sides and now you got to tackle.
Yep.
You got to tackle Derrick Henry with that frame.
I mean, I hope he's not out there trying to tackle Derrick Henry.
Yeah, but that's not good for the Jaguars.
No, that wouldn't be great. But I think this is the one thing, and I'm glad Devontae Adams said this because it makes me think a couple things.
Yeah.
Number one, you know, who does Travis Hunter really have in his ear? Because it's funny to me, if Deion still has any kind of real like impact over Travis Hunter, he should be discouraging him from doing this. Because what Devontae Adams is saying there, if you cut your career short, just think about how much money you're leaving off the table.
Right.
You get paid a ton if you're a great corner. You get paid a ton if you're a great wide receiver. You just have to be one of those, and you could be making multiple contracts. We're talking about multiple bites of the apple here. If you are just playing, you know, if you're trying to accomplish this thing, you'll burn bright, but you might burn out. Yeah. So who's in his ear who's telling him, listen, I know you're going for immortality on this. It could not be worth it, because I don't think that he's ever going to get what Shohei Ohtani got, which is Shohei got paid like a pitcher and a hitter together.
Interesting.
They factored that in. I think that's how you got,
I think that's definitely
how he got to $700 million.
No question.
And then
I agree.
Juan Soto got $765 million, and it got silly and stupid. But it was almost like, I'm paying you as a great hitter and I'm paying you as a great pitcher together. Travis Hunter's not making more money because he's playing more snaps. At least that, I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't know if I agree with that. I think if he does it long enough, I guess you get your first contract, what, probably year four?
Could be year three if you're really good.
If you're really good. Like, I think if he really does a great job at being both ways, could he become the highest paid non-QB in the NFL? Definitely. And maybe that's a situation where, given where he is just as a receiver and just as a cornerback, that he would not get that money. So I think the money may be there for him in the short term. Now, I think there's a question about the long term, which I think is real, and I think you make a good point. I think Devontae makes a good point. But the question I ask is, who do you want to be? Do you want to be, you know, Champ Bailey, or do you want to be Bo Jackson? And I know it's a little bit apples and oranges because Bo Jackson played a different sport, but that's the closest thing we have, right, where a guy did two different things at an elite level. And Bo Jackson had a very short career.
Right.
He still made a lot of money in the time that he played, partly because he had two salaries from different leagues.
Yeah, baseball and football.
But also, he now has and enjoys this immortal status that almost nobody, no other athlete has. Like when you say Bo Jackson, you say Bo, you all know what you're talking about. You know what that means. Like, Champ Bailey is one of the greatest corners of all time. And, like, we never talk about Champ Bailey, right? Like, yeah. So the reality, and sometimes even great receivers, like, you know, Torrey Holt's begging to get in the Hall of Fame. Like, how many guys, they're still waiting years and years to get the recognition they deserve as Hall of Famers. So yeah. I think for Travis Hunter, I think that he is looking at this similar to Shohei Ohtani, where we have this conversation about why is he pushing the pitch so much. He's not chasing being just the best corner. He's facing this immortality type status that I respect. I don't think it's going to work out for him. I keep saying that. The only way he's a bust, I think, is if he does try to do this. Because I think that he's going to get hurt. I also don't know if he's going to have the kind of growth he's going to need at either position to become the player he wants to be and to reach his full potential. But the attempt is respectable, and I get wanting to reach that immortal status.
Okay. We're talking about Travis Hunter, obviously. I'm going to take this to a place, follow me here.
Yep.
I remember once Floyd Mayweather said, they wonder, why aren't you, you know, why do you want to box in the Olympics? Why don't you want to box in the Olympics? And he said, because I can't eat gold medals. I looked up Bo Jackson's career earnings.
Yeah.
And his estimated net worth is $25 million. Now, that's a lot. Especially for when he was playing. But can I just point to Sauce Gardner, who just signed a contract with your New York Jets, who got $120.4 million with $60 million of it guaranteed, and that's just the first contract. So I understand what you're saying. You know, Champ Bailey does not get the same recognition as Bo Jackson, but does Bo Jackson, like, what is that really earning him now? Is it anywhere close to what he could have gotten if he just focused on one sport, never got hurt, and played for 15 years, right?
Like,
and, you know, I hope you understand what I'm saying about that, right?
Yeah.
Like, to have the longer career, what ultimately is going to serve you the best at the end of the day? Is it the legend of you? And to be honest, I think Nike made the most off of Bo Jackson than anybody. I don't know if you guys weren't alive for the Bo Knows campaign, it was huge.
I was.
But what serves you better, to be that legend and be that immortal, or to leave the game with as much guaranteed money as you possibly can get by having multiple contracts?
And that's where we have the question about what motivates Travis Hunter. Because what we heard during the pre-draft situation, which I found completely ridiculous, was this idea that he'd rather retire than not play both ways. He wouldn't want to play for a team that drafted him.
So he says, yes, he did say that.
Yeah, I mean, he said that. And, like, he seems to be one of those kids that, and I say kid, but he's a young man. He seems to be one of those young men that, like, speaks from the heart. Like, yep. This is not a lot of PR spin. This is not, oh, I'm going to, quote unquote, PR you to death in these comments. I think he's just telling you how he feels. And I think this is something that is, it is his identity.
Yep.
I think it's his identity, not just as a football player, as a person. Like, he's taken this and really made it his thing. So if they take that away from him, he's going to go crazy, it sounds like. Okay. And I think with this thing, when we talk about the money and the earnings, I agree with all of it. I just think for him, he's not going to be happy doing that. And I don't think that he's going to accept anything else. Now, the question becomes, if you're an organization, are you going to be able to handle having to maybe have a tough conversation with him down the road, being like, hey, listen, you did this, but you're getting hurt, blah, blah, blah. We got to move you to corner. We got to move the wide receiver. Will you have the organizational stability to withstand whatever thunderstorm comes after that?
It's a great point. We're talking about Travis Hunter. And a question here for the audience. Think about your own career. Would you rather burn bright but have it be shorter, right? A shorter career, like say Travis Hunter can only play 7 seasons or something like that, but he's able to do it his way, playing both ways, Or would you rather have the long, sustained career? The one where maybe you are getting multiple bites at the apple in terms of big contracts and stuff like that, but maybe you aren't as remembered as, you're not making top 100 lists or you're not, getting invited to the celebrity golf tournament or what have you. 888-710-4ISN.
And real quickly, Maggie, one thing you mentioned earlier was Deion. I think that's a very important point.
Who's in his ear, too? I asked. If Devontae Adams said about Travis Hunter, he doesn't understand how he can play both sides of the ball, and because it's 100% injury rate in the NFL, and he, how can he stay healthy? And that's where I wonder who's in his ear giving him advice on what to do.
I find that part of this one of the most fascinating things. I find this one of the most fascinating not talked about storylines of the Coach Prime saga. Where is Deion when it comes to Travis Hunter? NFL draft, nowhere to be found.
Well, now he was dealing with health issues.
Now we learned that. So that solves some things, but it feels like there's been somewhat of a distance thing between Travis Hunter and the Sanders clan. So much so that people have mentioned it, and I think Deion Jr. finally responded to a fan that said, you guys don't rock with Travis anymore. I think said the people behind the scenes know why this is not happening, which we didn't know. Maybe that was Deion's health thing, but did Deion tell Travis he was battling cancer? I don't know. Like, he didn't tell
Shador.
Didn't tell Shiloh. So that seems like that doesn't make sense. And Travis very famously, like the other kids, Deion's their quote unquote agent. He is Young Money. Lil Wayne is his agent.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne was on ESPN Sports Center yesterday talking about Travis Hunter. And Lil Wayne may be the person that's in his ear. Lil Wayne was at the Heisman ceremony. He was the only other guy besides his now wife and, of course, Deion and Shador that were there. Maybe this is a Lil Wayne thing. If we're bringing entertainment value into this,
right?
We're talking about being, again, immortal, being bigger than football. If Lil Wayne's the guy that's in his ear, talk about someone who could do multiple things. If Lil Wayne tried to do a rock album, right? Like, this is where this gets interesting in terms of what his future lies. Because if he is listening to Young Money and he's listening to Lil Wayne, that could be why he's pushing this thing so far, too. Because Deion, he played the NFL. He tried to do two ways. And he had to basically be only like an offensive gadget player. He couldn't be an every down offensive player. I think that this may be a Young Money, Lil Wayne push that no one's really kind of seeing that. But when I saw Lil Wayne on SportsCenter yesterday talking about Travis Hunter, I was like, oh, this is the guy that's in his ear right now.
A quick thing that I'd like to jump in on. I think what the Jaguars are doing, and they benefit from being the Jacksonville Jaguars, is that they can allow Travis Hunter to play himself into reality. I don't think they want to put too much negativity next to his name as far as, you're not going to do this right now. Oh, you want to play both sides? Okay, kid, you'll figure out really quickly that you cannot do this, and then he'll land as a gadget player that you mentioned with Deion, which is the most realistic outcome.
They don't want to crush his dreams. They want to seem supportive, stuff like that. It's a great point. I was thinking also, like, you're going to have your welcome to the NFL moment, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone does, whether you're awesome or whether you're a bench warmer. And I'm sure he's going to get that. You just hope it's not devastating to the point of it actually, like sidetracks or derails his career. We're talking about Travis Hunter, Devontae Adams saying, this is just, it's going to shorten your career if you are trying to play both sides of the ball. He said, let alone getting through a game or a season healthy, you're going to put a cap on your career if he's going to try to attempt to do this thing. Now, I was today years old when I just realized that Lil Wayne is the one who's representing Travis on. Gonna be honest, I did not know that. I probably would have put that in my argument.
Yeah. Because, Dwayne Carter in the legal documents.
Well, it's just funny to me because last time I saw Lil Wayne, I didn't see him on SportsCenter yesterday, but that he went to go visit Dion.
Yes.
And I don't know what they were talking about because none of that really made it onto the video. But maybe it was about it's about Dion's health. I'm sure he wanted to come check on him. But also, I think maybe it was about Travis. And there was a little bit made that Dion was not at Travis Hunter's wedding.
Yes.
But now we know Dion was dealing with, stomach cancer. Like, you got a total pass, 100%, real life. Does Lil Wayne have he's got a lot of clients.
Yeah, I mean, Young Money sports is a real thing. Like, it's kind of like, I think, inspired by what Jay-Z was doing with Roc Nation Sports, representing clients. And Lil Wayne, I mean, he was one of the first celebrities to really embrace the Colorado program. Like, he was there, I think, the first home game. He may have performed a concert there that weekend. Like, he's been all about it when it came to Colorado, Dion. And I think it was interesting that as soon as it became a situation, Lil Wayne jumped right on being able to be Travis Hunter's agent. I think, Travis Hunter, I think, told his, like, he made his wife listen to Lil Wayne because he had never heard of him. And she was like, you're gonna sit down, you're going to listen to Lil Wayne for the next however many hours.
My God.
Like, he is a
That's
huge,
terrifying.
Yeah, and apparently, like, he's a huge fan of Lil Wayne, which that makes it interesting when you're a fan of your agent. That kind of concerns me a little bit.
Kind of makes you a mark.
He's working for you.
Right, exactly.
The agent works for you. I'm just trying to find out who some of his other clients are. It's a little tough to find out.
Spotrack has a page. I mean, Andrew Beck, Arian Smith, Ezekiel Turner, Dakota Shepley, Keandre Lambert-Smith. That do anything for you?
Yeah.
RJ Mickens, a couple of the NFL Excited. Players that are signed to. Young Money APAA Sports.
This is going to be a thing. Like, Travis Hunter is, I think, going to be like a massive star. Lil Wayne is a massive star. And when we get to contract negotiations and opportunities off the field, I think this situation is going to be one that's going to be brought about more. Again, the fact that Lil Wayne was making appearances on SportsCenter to talk about Travis Hunter just this week alone told me that this is a story that's not really being talked about. A lot of people don't even know that. I think is interesting because you mentioned that Dion really took in Travis almost as if it was like a fourth son, right?
Yeah.
Like, he kept saying, Travis was my son. And then what we kept seeing, like, Travis and his team had done a lot of work trying to get his dad out of prison and get his dad back into his life. And I thought that was interesting because I, for a while, didn't know if Travis Hunter's dad was still alive or what was going on, because Dion kind of really took him in as his own. You don't see that quite as much. Again, Dion's dealing with some serious health issues, and thank God that he's feeling better. But now that we're in a different universe where Travis' dad is now involved and Lil Wayne is now leading the charge, I wonder if Dion has really any influence on what's going on with Travis Hunter now. He seems totally removed from the Colorado situation.
And would you rather have a career that burns bright but is short, or something longer and sustained? I should mention, Dion, bladder cancer. I said stomach cancer before. Bladder cancer, but he is cancer-free now, according to his doctors. And so that's a great thing. We'll see how the season goes. I can't imagine that's going to be very easy, but he's determined to do it. So questions there about Travis Hunter. Okay, 888-710-4ISN. Lots to do, including, we haven't talked about the Raiders yet. Man, I love talking about the Raiders. And some new comments from head coach Pete Carroll. It's the Maggie and Perloff Show.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app
that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back to the Maggie and Perloff Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. EJ Stewart in for Andrew Perloff, taking a much-deserved vacation for the next couple days. We are asking you a question today. Would you rather have a career that burns really bright but is short, or a really long career? And the reason why we're bringing this up is because of Travis Hunter, who is going to attempt to play both offense and defense for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Devontae Adams, the all-pro wide receiver, said recently on the Pivot podcast, he hopes he can do it, but it's going to shorten his career because the injury rate in the NFL, as he says, is 100%. And he said he sees guys who even try to just be on special teams and do, you know, punt returns and then go out and play offense, and he sees the wear and tear on their bodies, let alone playing offense and defense. Chris is in Lexington, Kentucky. Chris, what do you think about it?
Hey, Maggie, good morning. Great show, you and EJ. You know, as soon as you brought this question up, Maggie, here's what first thing came to my mind is Tiger Woods. And I'll give you a little backstory. I've been following him since he was a teenager, and I read a lot about him. And the violent swing that he, you know, the club head speed in his prime, Maggie, that he created, and the stress that he put on his body. And so many of his coaches wanted him to kind of back off that a little bit, and he refused.
Yep.
2008 U.S. Open. I just watched that replay the other day. It's a great watch, by the way, Tiger versus Rocco.
Yep.
And we won the biggest tournament in our country, but probably the hardest in the world, on a broken leg. Doctors pleaded with him. He said, no, I'm playing. I'm winning this tournament. And what does he do? He wins it. So my thing is, by the time he's 32, he's got 14 majors. I would much rather have Tiger's career now. Obviously, the infidelity derailed him a little bit, but ultimately, it was all of the injuries and the surgeries that caught up to him. And, you know, by the time he had to redo his swing, you know, yes, but it was 11 years between majors, Maggie. And so for me, for those 12, 13 years to watch most amazing golf I've ever seen in my life, I'd rather have that than have this elongated career.
Yeah, Chris, it's a fair point. If Definitely. You want to be Travis Hunter in this instance and you want to have like a 7-year career, but you're remembered as an all-time, like you did an immortal thing, and you're, you know, in a Mount Rushmore situation of like greatest athletic achievements, that's fine. The one thing about Tiger versus Travis, you know, there's like a brain health issue, you know, Travis out there.
Definitely.
You know, listen, Tiger at some point, you know, his back, all of those things look like he couldn't walk, he's fused, he got into the car accident, it's a little bit different. But, you know, Travis is taking a lot more risk just because it's your brain. Yeah. But fair point from Chris.
It is, right, because Tiger Woods is like the ultimate, like,
what
shine bright, but like fell a little short of what you would have hoped, because his body broke down. But Tiger Woods is iconic. To me, it doesn't make him any less iconic that he has not, and I don't think ever will, catch Jack.
No.
Like, it just nothing changes about who he is as a star. What changed him is stuff he did off the golf course, quite frankly, that changed anything about him. But it had nothing to do with whether or not he got hurt, whether or not he didn't reach Jack. Like, none of those things matter because he was so dominant at the time. And, again, that's, the thing that Travis Hunter, I don't even want to say wrestles with. I think he's made his decision. I think he has made a decision that I don't care what the health risk is. Like, I know I'm capable of doing this. And if I do this, I am one of one.
So one other small difference about why we're asking, would you rather have like a really short career that burns bright or maybe a longer career? Tiger also is his own team.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't really have to answer to anyone else. You know, his sponsors, sure. But Travis Hunter is part of a team.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you are signing on to Jacksonville and you're here with a young Trevor Lawrence and you have Brian Thomas and you have like a fan base that is rooting for, yes, you, but also the jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any part of you that owes it to the team to say, hey, I want to be here for the next 10, 15 years and help this become a dynasty or whatever your lofty goals are? Tiger didn't have to answer to anyone. He's his own company. Travis is part of the team.
And it's funny,
you have to at some point do what's best for everybody, not just yourself.
Definitely. I think that's why, you know, when Ray mentioned the Jaguars, that was one of the things I wanted to mention too about this. And, you know, I love TK, Tony Khan, and, you know, like, because of what he does with AEW. But
guest on the show many times.
It is interesting to me. Like, this seems extreme that he's going to try to do this. I have been against him trying to do this. I would feel better about him doing this if he was doing this, you know, for the 49ers. If he was doing this for the Chiefs. If he was doing this for your Bills. If he was doing this for an organization that I have confidence in terms of them understanding the risk, understanding they're not going to put him in a dangerous situation, or if things get hairy, that they'll be able to talk him off the ledge to get him to understand that maybe it's not best for the team for him to do this. I just cannot have that confidence in the Jacksonville Jaguar organization, which this is what worries me about this, is I wonder if a better organization would have ever even signed up for this. I think the Jaguars are in a position where they just need that talent. They don't really care what the situation is. Like, they're a team that is talented. Like, it's not like they have no players, but like, they're definitely looking for a difference maker. And who are they to tell Travis Hunter what to do, which is what Perloff says all the time. To that point, I kind of agree. It's like, yeah, I mean, they're the Jaguars. Like, they just need to get out of the doldrums and make sure they can make sure their other generational talent, Trevor Lawrence, lives up to his potential. But do I trust the Jaguars?
Well, there's no reason to trust
this journey. I can't.
No, there's no reason to trust them. They have not earned that trust, just quite frankly. But at some point, like, you are signing the checks. Like, you do have a say if you are the team. 888-710-4ISN. Peter Schwartz is here with all the latest. We'll get to the Raiders in just a little bit. But what do you got, Pete?
We'll start with some baseball. We'll begin in Washington, where the A's and Nationals were tied at 1 in the 9th.
Kelly ready. He kicks and deals. Abrams a looping line drive. Shallow left. That's going to fall for a hit. Hassel's being waved in. The throw to the plate from Soderstrom on 2 bounces. Gets off the glove of the catcher. Hassel scores. And the Nationals win.
Dave Jagler on Nationals radio. And the Nationals beat the A's 2-1. Now to Colorado, where the Blue Jays continue to pound out the hits and the runs.
I mean, this is getting ridiculous. I do have to admit that. But at the same time, who's going to give up an at-bat? Nobody wants to give up an at-bat.
Well, nobody wants to give up an at-bat. What do I say? Back-to-back and belly-to-belly. Ernie Clement with a solo bomb. It's 20-1.
I don't know who that was on Blue Jays radio because it wasn't labeled, but didn't he steal John Sterling's back-to-back and belly-to-belly one?
Literally just putting it in a Google search right now. Who was the original back-to-back belly-to-belly? I thought it was John Sterling.
I thought it was, too.
Well, I mean, it could be an homage.
Yeah, can you pay homage? That's a good question.
In a game that doesn't include the Yankees?
Oh, that's a good point. And it's 20-1.
I think it's harder to pay homage when you do the same job. I feel like that's... Unless you're going to say, as the great John Sterling would say like, if I do that in radio, I always reference whoever I'm talking about. Now, if I'm referencing a rapper or I'm referencing a wrestler or something and I'm doing radio, I don't feel like I have to make that reference. That's clearly an homage to me. But if you do the same job that John Sterling did, I think you have to reference it, no?
Oh, man. When does homage become just outright theft?
Yeah, right now. Because he's retired and he thinks he can get away with it.
He's definitely not getting, well, I don't know who it is getting away. I mean, is he, I don't know. Can he just now pretend that's his thing because John is retired? Now, I don't know about this one.
I'd say you can't do it.
I'm trying to think of I have another flag instance of his.
I think if you wanted to do a catchphrase or whatever it is, I think, and the person was retired, I think you would have to call that person up and say, is it okay if I use your line?
Okay, so Mike Breen has talked about this, that he actually didn't come up with bang.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yes, he got it from somebody else, and I don't know if he asked that person for credit for it.
I also think there's a little bit of if you steal it from a legend, you definitely have to reference it. Like if Mike Breen, like he stole it from just some, I don't want to say just some guy. But,
yeah, I forgot
like
another, who he stole from.
Some loser at Fordham named Andrew Bogus.
The timeline on that would be a little fishy, man, but sure.
The sliding doors of what Bogus' career would be if he had banged, right? No, but like to me, like he did it with a contemporary, like someone who was also maybe he heard whatever. That's different, I think, than like stealing it from an icon, which is what John Sterling is in radio, sports radio, and definitely obviously play-by-play. That's different to me.
Hmm.
I don't know. Stealing is bad. I wouldn't want to steal from anybody. Be original. But I think it's worse to do it when it's clearly like that's a thing that another legend does.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of how much theft probably goes on in that business. You know?
Well, how many times can you make up something new to say about a home run, right? Or even a back-to-back home run?
Think about it. Every time someone says from downtown, you think of Marv Albert immediately.
And nobody gives Marv credit. You don't credit Marv Albert on that every single time. That's true. It's going to just become a thing. Does every time a football announcer goes boom, do they just be like, as boom. John Madden would say.
Boom.
I feel like they do.
I feel like I've heard, I mean, maybe John recently passed, so
yeah.
I think you've heard it more, I think, in recent years. Like, well, the great John Madden would say whatever. Like, I've heard that, I feel like.
Do people say you're looking live? Just like Brett Musburger again in the Hall of Fame?
I've done some college hockey play-by-play, and not that it's a flat-out steal, and I've talked about it on the air when I've done it, because growing up a huge Islanders fan, Jiggs McDonald is my favorite broadcaster of all time, hands down. And there are some things from his calls that I kind of weed in. But I've made no bones about that how much he has meant to me in my career. So I think if you are open about it,
and
I've talked to him about it too. Like I sent him tapes of me calling the games. I'm like, I hope you're okay if I used a couple of your things. And he said, fine, no problem. He was actually honored about it. But I think if you just flat out steal it without talking to the person who you took it from.
And it's funny, you mentioned the looking live thing. You know who does do looking live? Michael Cole. For WWE.
Oh, he took that from Musburger?
He does that a lot for PLEs. He says, you are looking live. And I was like, wow. But same thing. He's doing wrestling. I think it becomes like, oh, that's clearly an homage. Because this is not right. This is not football. This is not, I know I'm a wrestling fan, so forgive me, wrestling fans. This is not a quote-unquote real sport. So it's entertainment. It's different.
By the way, where do you place Michael Cole in the history of wrestling play-by-play? I was just talking to somebody about this the other day. Because if there's like a Mount Rushmore of wrestling play-by-play.
I'm sorry, Peter. That is not on the rundown. We'll get to that another
time. He just brought up the name. I just thought I would ask about it.
You said Michael Kors?
Michael Cole is a compiler. He's not one of the greatest.
Compiler. What else we got first?
Let's go to the Red Sox. They sign outfielder Roman Anthony to an 8-year contract extension, reportedly worth $130 million. He is excited to get the deal wrapped up.
It's truly just a special place to play and a special place to show up every single day. So I couldn't be more excited for this and couldn't be more thankful for everyone in this room and everyone who's helped me get here today.
So can I say something? I'm not a Red Sox hater at all. I don't have like a rivalry there. Fenway is one of those beautiful places.
Love it. It is.
Incredible ballpark. Yeah. I respect the history, all of that stuff. But I just, he's talking so glowingly about this, and we just know there's going to be a moment with people calling into sports talk radio at some point during his career being like, he's a bum, get him out of here.
You
know, it's like this. It happens in New York, happened in Philly, this happened in Chicago, happened in some cities where you know at some point they're going to turn on him.
Yeah.
Like, no one ever, maybe Big Poppy, probably the only guy who got out of Boston, Ted Williams, like, unscathed. But at some point, you know, there's going to be some guy who sounds like Mark Wahlberg calling into Boston Sports Talk Radio to say, get Roman Anthony out of the drop.
He's one for 21.
Yeah.
From your lips to God's ears.
It's not going to be soon, man. He's still going to torture you for a while.
Typical Sox.
Getting closer. Getting warmer. Yeah.
It's hard with a New York accent to do the Boston accent. It really is.
They don't mix.
ESPN's acquired.
Sox.
ESPN.
We're getting further away, actually.
Has acquired NFL Network and Red Zone from the NFL. Commissioner Roger Goodell says the NFL will continue to produce Red Zone.
I think this is just going to make the experience for our fans even better as we evolve this relationship. And it's something when we see the innovation that ESPN always has and how we've grown together over the years and decades. This is really exciting for our fans.
I just can't stand the sound of his voice. I really can't. Oh. I can't. I just, it like turns my stomach.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, I'm going to ask this honestly. Can you improve on Red Zone? I don't know if you do. If you like that kind of thing, some people don't like it. You don't want to switch around all different games. If you are into Red Zone, I think it's close to the perfect product. I don't know how ESPN would be able to make this any better. I just hope they don't mess with it too much, and it doesn't sound like they're going to.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the only I don't know if I would do this, but maybe the only improvement would be maybe if you put Scott Hansen, whoever the anchor is, with like another like color analyst. So when you're going between games, maybe you have someone who could point out things that are happening. If they're not going to go to the actual games, which Scott Hansen will do sometimes.
Right.
He's just kind of calling it whatever's going on, especially late in games. Maybe that's something where, like,
or do you want a color analyst with him? Like, do you want Scott Hansen taking you around all these different games on Red Zone, but then also like a little Dan Orlovsky to give you the opinion in the moment too?
Yeah, I think maybe that would be the only
a fantasy person in there, because I think most of the people who are watching the Red Zone aren't, because if you're a diehard fan of a team, you're not watching Red Zone, you're watching your team playing. So I think if you're watching Red Zone, you're either gambling or you've got, I mean, there's connections to both.
Somebody call Matthew Berry.
Gambling fantasy football.
Okay, so not just an analyst. You want Matthew Berry there, whoever the famous
person. Field Yates.
Field Yates.
Yeah, I would go gambling expert over fantasy guy.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Like,
live betting, stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, maybe that's where it's going because ESPN does have their own sports book. But okay, so I see a little synergy there, as they say in the corporate world. I don't know. I think that Scott Hansen is the perfect host for this because he has a personality, he has a point of view, but he doesn't get in the way.
Definitely.
He's not doing gimmick, really, you know? He's just doing he's a presenter more than a host.
Yeah, and that's why I said, like, color analyst. I don't want a guy giving me takes there.
Yeah.
Like simply just tell me what's happening along with Scott telling me what's happening. Like,
no Stephen.
Yeah, like
can't do Stephen A right there.
Yeah,
that's not
no,
a Stephen A spot.
Definitely not. Like do
it's not a Kendrick Perkins spot if they do this for the NBA.
Yeah, do the Charles
Stephen
Davis.
A. I hate to break it to you guys. He's going to be in there.
Oh, I think the number one place where Stephen A will eventually shoehorn his way into is inside the NBA.
Oh.
He's going to he's ending it. You got Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal, Ernie Johnson, and you have Shaq, and you're telling me Stephen A can stay away?
That's the only
way. He can be in the White House. He will be on Inside the NBA. Might be in the White House the way this is going.
Poor Ernie.
That would be the only way to make that show unwatchable. I'm sorry. I think is that if you add that element, it just becomes too much. It's like having an ice cream sandwich and being like, you know what? We're just gonna put like whipped cream and chocolate syrup and everything. It becomes a sugar bomb. Now you don't know what you're eating. Now he's like, this doesn't taste like anything. Like if you add everything Stephen A comes with what makes him great, combined with what everything that TNT does, that I think that would be, I don't think that would work.
But I think Turner would push back on that because they still own the show. They're still producing it. It's just airing on ESPN. So they'll be like, no, he's not one of our guys. We're not going to put him on.
We'll see.
I'm just,
we'll see. What did you think we were going to get Stephen A on?
Well, yesterday he was talking about following Paul Heyman's footsteps. Joining WWE now that they're on ESPN.
Oh, well, I'm surprised that hasn't happened already.
That makes a lot of sense to me. I definitely can see. Stephen A is a heel announcer or a heel something. Yeah.
Get Braun Breaker on line one.
Guy's a trained actor.
Yeah, exactly. Man, he loves wrestling.
You're starting rumors, Manny, on the show.
Oh. Sure, you had a nice little silencer on that thing.
It's such a crazy clip to watch him shoot
a nurse.
Well, the nurse was about to suffocate somebody with a pillow. I can't believe we know this.
In his acting voice, he puts that really smooth voice on when he's acting too. It's comedic.
You mentioned shooting somebody with a silencer is the coolest thing you could do on
television
or any film. It's up there.
Good night.
I'm not glorifying this in any way. We were talking about like it is one of the cooler James Bondy kind of things you can do is like the silencer, you know, when you're taking out the bad guy.
You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
Manny's doing his own drops now.
Yeah.
Amazing. You know, I've heard that the, speaking of, you know, silly spoofy stuff, yeah, that the Naked Gun is actually pretty good.
Oh, is that right?
I heard.
I feel like it's, I was very confident. What's
really?
Going on? What's, yeah, I don't know. Liam, Neeson. His whole energy about this is like perfect. It seems like he knows the assignment well. I was like, oh, if he's like this, then this is going to be good. What is the deal with him and Pamela Anderson?
I think they're dating.
Huh? They're being weird about it.
Why? Oh.
Like they're not.
They're open about it.
They don't confirm that they're an item. Like, even in the last Today interview, because I'm watching this, I'm curious. I want to get a solid answer. And they're like, well, we just worked
EJ
together.
EJ's suddenly TMZ.
We worked together, and we just realized that something's clicking here. And we're not putting labels on anything. I'm like,
the story lasts longer if you're ambiguous, you know.
I'm like, is this a whole...
I don't want this to be a bit.
I hope it's not.
I feel like it is.
It feels that way.
The timing is very suspect. Movie drops, now we're dating, but we're being ambiguous and coy about it. I don't know.
I mean, is that bigger? That's a pretty big pull for Liam Neeson to pull Pam Anderson. I mean, mm-hmm. I know she's like in her 50s, but still.
She's 16 years younger than him. Yeah, that's an amazing pull.
60?
Yeah. 16.
Oh, 16? I thought you said 60.
You said 60.
No, 16.
It's like, is this a Belichick, 70, Jordan Hudson situation?
He's 71, and I think she's 55.
And he has not been in a relationship since Natasha Richardson died.
Yeah, she was that. Gorgeous, obviously. Mm-hmm.
It is Liam Neeson, though. He could pull him, you know. Yeah. Maybe Pamela's out kicking her coverage here.
Doubt it.
You know, you're confident if you're Pamela Anderson. You're like, I'm going to show up similar to Alicia Keys. I'm never going to wear makeup ever again, and people will still put me on TV.
I know.
And still talk to me, and I'm still going to be able to pull one of the most famous actors of all time.
Do you understand what kind of a flex this is for a woman to show up with no makeup on and everyone's still like, you're Helen of Troy?
Hall of Fame flex.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Incredible Riz.
Unbelievable. Like, that's better than any of the Baywatch stuff. If we're talking about a flex... better than the red bathing suit. But maybe that's my perspective. Peter, thank you. Great job all morning. We
see
still
you tomorrow.
Have tons to do. See you tomorrow. Ashton Jeanty with the Raiders. What is the latest coming out of camp for Las Vegas? And is it possible that this team is going to be much more of a factor than anyone had previously thought? Do that next.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. EJ in for Perloff today. All right, we got to get to some news that's breaking right now. It's not exactly breaking news, but this is the first that we're hearing of it. And that is, according to Texas Monthly, they've done an interview with Archie Manning, the patriarch of the Manning family. And according to the internet, Archie Manning said when asked what his grandson Arch Manning will, if he will declare for the 2026 NFL draft, said Arch isn't going to do that. He'll be at Texas. So the idea that Arch Manning is not declaring for the draft this year, no matter what happens at Texas, he's going back for a senior season. EJ, it falls in line with Eli and with Peyton, so I understand it. But I think it's a, I'm not saying it's a mistake, but I would leave myself a little bit more wiggle room if I were the Mannings here. Number one, if he is the no doubt number one overall pick, right? Which they weren't sure about Peyton Manning when he was coming out of Tennessee. There was, the story is that Bill Parcells, who had the, who was the coach of the Jets at the time and was running the team, that he would not commit to the Mannings, that they were going to make Peyton number one overall. Yeah. So he got a little cold feet, decided to go back to college. That's at least one story. With Eli, you know, they didn't really need him to be the no doubt number one overall pick because they were trying to shoehorn him to the place they wanted him to go. And it was all much more calculated. But if Arch has a season where he is that number one overall pick, I think you've got to go. And the thing is with the Mannings, you don't have to go to Cleveland if it's Cleveland.
Sure.
You don't have to go to New Orleans if it's New Orleans. We've seen them pull the power play before. You can go to almost, I think, whatever situation you may want to go to.
That's true. And listen, I am one of those folks that's like, listen, the money's there. Go get the money. You're crazy. Regardless of the success rate of guys who only start 1 year, you got to get that money. But I do think if you're, you know, the nephews of Eli and Peyton and you're from the Manning family, money is not really as much a thing. And I think you look at the success rate of quarterbacks and the guys that do well, it is not the guys that only started 1 year. In fact, when you look at a lot of these busts, oftentimes it's guys that have started 1 year or maybe had 1 year of real production, and we kind of overrate that, and those guys become the busts. So I think the Mannings can look at this more scientifically than maybe your average rookie quarterback or college quarterback. They can look at this and say, okay, what do the metrics say? What is the recent history? What is our family history? What has that shown us? It shows you that you got to start for more than 1 year in order to be a really successful NFL quarterback. So I get it from that standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, I just, for every, you know, 4 year starter in the NFL, I can give you Joe Burrow. I can give you Cam Newton. I can give you guys who did not get tons and tons of college reps. And
but Joe Burrow started for 2 years, even though he didn't, even though he wasn't as good his first year, he at least got those games. Now Cam didn't.
Yeah.
Cam was just a 1 year guy.
I mean,
and he was phenomenal.
I think it has so much more to do with the situation you go to in the NFL than how many reps you had in college.
That's
to me, that's what the NFL comes down to. And for the Mannings, they've got that. Like, they're the ones who have successfully manipulated this process before. And so I don't know if you can, like, you know, I don't think you can go to the Chiefs or you can't go to the, but you can't go to a team that's picking 30, 31, you know, even in the 20s. But if it's a top five situation and there is a really good team that somehow felt like, let's just say the Rams, let's say Matthew Stafford's back gives out in week one. And let's say Jimmy Garoppolo gets hurt in week two. And all of a sudden the season just goes off the rails and they're a 6-win team or a 5-win team.
Yeah.
And they're picking in the top seven. Like, it to me, that the Mannings can do that. I think they can manipulate to get Arch where he, where they want him to go, and it's more about who do you land with in the NFL than who, how, than what your foundation was in college.
I also think that, you know, Archie making these comments and all the whispers we heard about, you know, the fact that Arch Manning likely would do more than 1 year as a starting quarterback at Texas, it raises me the question of, like, maybe they know he's not like that. Like, we just keep penciling him in as the number one overall pick, and we've seen very little. We saw a great performance against Louisiana Monroe and Mississippi State. There's just maybe not the Little Sisters of the Poor, but, you know,
not Georgia.
Not Georgia, not Alabama, not these top teams. In fact, when he got in, I know it was relief, and you got to give him a break, but he gets in relief against Georgia, and he looks like he's a deer in headlights. Like, this is his first year starting as a college football quarterback. He's got a lot of weapons. He's playing for an exceptional offensive head coach, but it is still his first go around. He may not look like the obvious number one pick, and they may know that. They may say, hey, listen, he's going to have a good year. Texas should be good. but maybe he's not ready to be the number one pick. So why are we going to keep putting this out there like we're expecting? Just like Deion kept saying that, oh, my son is definitely going to be a top three pick, when we now know like that was never going to be in the cards.
So the one thing, that's fair, but the one thing that I wonder if they're trying to say this to try to tamp down any of like the expectations or whatever, and I know the Mannings have to understand this. Nothing's going to tamp down the expectations.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not going to be whether he comes out into the NFL draft this year, whether he comes back to college for next year. Like, you know, Johnny Manziel had a lot of things wrong with his personal life. His Definitely. Head was not on his shoulders. But when he talks about what it was like to go back to Texas A&M after he had the Johnny football year and how much of a fishbowl he was in and how difficult that part was, like, there could be a relief of going to the NFL and maybe getting to a bigger city or something like that. Not that Austin isn't amazing. And just sort of blending in just a tiny bit more than staying back in college and having all eyes on you. Anyway, that's where we got to leave it. Manny Rodriguez, great job in the big chair. Thank you so much, Ray Jarvis. EJ, of course, phenomenal, but we knew that. Thank you to Peter Schwartz, the Weedos, the Coffee Drinkers, and Andrew Kaplan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.